We've been saying for a number of years at each budget submission that we make every single year that there is a serious difference in the terms of income earned in rural areas as opposed to the more urban areas. Now, the argument I know is that it is more expensive to live in some urban areas, and fair enough, but this is a reflection on the reality that the cost of living is still very high in rural areas, and things like oil, heating, energy, all of that, which are compulsory, and yet you have to pay carbon tax. And the reality is the kind of jobs needed to fund people's wages or to give people a better chance so that young people can stay at home, those kind of jobs tend not to be in the rural areas. And all of that is contributing to this kind of lack of income, which I think should be addressed.
You mentioned cost of living, and we all know that that's probably gone up exponentially in the last while to heat a home or to, you know, to have a car on the road. You know, that's gone up all the time, but certainly the wages, median gross income is still quite low in comparison to this.
Yeah, and it reflects also most jobs in rural areas are provided by the small, medium enterprises whose own margins are always tight because they're seasonal companies. They're companies that, you know, live on a very small margin. They've had huge costs in the last year as well. And therefore, the ability to pay the kind of wages needed to go ahead of the average industrial wage, they don't have it. And the fact that the cost of living means people are forced to buy energy, they can't change it, but they also have forced to pay the carbon tax on it as well. That doesn't help. So all of these factors mean that, unfortunately, the wages aren't going up high enough, and therefore people are really sliding more and more into poverty because the cost of living is forcing them that way.